that he has violated the Presidential Elections Act, all the sections 21, 26, by the way he does these things, and it's creating a mess for us.
Okay, today's topic is transition. We are looking at transition. Who are the young people coming in? And you know, when you have Martin here as a minister, as a young minister, it is really good. We hope that you'll be minister again.
Yeah,
after May 2026.
No. You actually, you should have listened to Oscar well.
Yeah.
He has no doubt that definitely the NRM will be in power next.
That's
for the next 5 years.
That's my opinion, and I'm for sure.
But you in cabinet, you're a minister.
That's why I keep saying, you don't need to beat these people, because you are going to win the election.
That's up to my boss. But I've told you they are gross violators of really the elections, Presidential Elections Act, grossly, in the way they communicate, and their penalties. Actually, I wish to say this. I think the Electoral Commission, because we are not complaining as the NRM, is I would say, grossly incompetent in how it's handling. Yes, I want to say this, and I can defend my statement. Because there are penalties for violations of these very guidelines. And we can read the clauses, per se. But the Electoral Commission has kept quiet. The way Chagulanyi is communicating, inciting, trying to cause regime change, mobilizing people against the regime, all these are provided for in the Presidential Elections Act. But also, most importantly, it's clearly stated that he will only campaign in areas where he has shared the schedules with the Electoral Commission and their approvals. In my area, and I want to say as a witness, he did not go to any of these venues.
Yeah, it's good you mentioned your area, but let's have that as a second topic when we talk about police brutality.
Okay.
For now, I want to start with the transition.
He's lobbying for your appointment.
I'll also lobby for him. You know, he's doing
in the NUP government.
Whichever government, yeah. I'll lobby for him. I actually think it's NRM will win, but the UCT has told us not to be biased.
Yeah, Katana, but, Katana, Musa Katana is one of our mods. I invite people not to.
Why? Because he's from Bushenyi.
No. When you get someone like Ofwono Opondo calling you more, it's a compliment. Because otherwise.
Oh, that's right. Star Cafe, yeah?
So,
you have really missed Star Cafe.
Yeah.
To start on that journey.
I have had the.
No.
It's a compliment.
Start on.
I would be worried if Ofwono Opondo praised me.
No, Professor. The first topic this morning is on transitions. I noticed that four old men are here, and three young men also in the studio. One is opposition, one is a government minister, and the other one is a journalist. Do we see transition happening? Will it stay at parliamentary level? Will we have young people at parliamentary level? Because the old man wishes to come back as president. So where is the transition?
Thank you, and when Oscar, you seem to be even cornering me into a concept that I don't believe in.
Of transition.
Because for you, and maybe you are X, you think that he confused transition with succession. The two are not the same.
Yeah, I've also squeezed in that word because
transition normally refers to systems.
Mm.
Are we transiting to a different system, like a democratic system from an authoritarian system? Are we transiting from a military rule to a non-military rule? Are we transiting from the movement system to the multi-party system? So transition normally refers to a system, having a new system from another system. But this one is the succession, more or less. So, anyway, we can say that there are certain demographic trends that are taking place. There are certain new trends that are going on that people may elect to ignore, but they are very important. Of course, demographically, the young generation is now, we are told that 70% of Ugandans are now below the age of 30, and the youth in the bracket between, I think, 30, not between 30, maybe between 18 and 30 or thereabout, are almost 30%. So naturally, inevitably, I think even in parliament we are going to see that one reflected in the parliament. But are they consequential? My take is not so much. The issue is not arithmetical. Politics is algebraic. It is not the numbers that you see are many. Like if you say 2A plus 4B is equal to 12 or 18 or whatever the case may be, you cannot know whether 2A and 4B, whether 2A is smaller than 4B or the other way around, unless you know the value of A and the value of B. So it's not a matter of telling people in parliament that there are many, they may not be having the power to make decision making.